Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, as we all know, the first case of 2016 of high path avian influenza has been confirmed in a flock of turkeys in Indiana. A lot of states had begun relaxing their control measures or thinking about relaxing their control measures. And of course, all of that has come to a screeching halt.
Well, you're right. Not too long ago, we all read the stories on the front pages and about the Minnesota and Iowa issues last year. So this is the first case of 2016. It is in turkeys, which you have to remember, our primary poultry in South Carolina is chickens for meat, and they don't live as long as a turkey. So the older birds are the ones who are a little more susceptible, as was the case here in Indiana, where they did the procedure of quarantine and depopulation of 400,000 birds, and we're hoping that maybe we've caught it quickly enough and we won't have a repeat of last year.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, the response to this Indiana outbreak has been swift and very thorough, and as you said, they are hoping that this is the end of it.
That would be great, but you're right. We're ready to relax a little bit with the migration season starting and not having any issues yet on the East Coast. But with this, it's just a good wake-up call to remind ourselves of the biosecurity part of this that is so important in limiting the impact of any bird flu in South Carolina.
Absolutely. And if you suspect that you have sick birds, you really should reach out to a couple of agencies right away.
You're right about that. We've got a great facility at the Clemson Livestock and Poultry Laboratories here in Columbia. Dr. Helms, Dr. Parr, and those who really want to get an early start on anything that we see in South Carolina, the first thing that any poultry owners, backyard or otherwise, need to remember is that biosecurity measures that are not complicated. They just need to think about them, and especially if you have birds in the backyard and wild birds interact with them.
I think one thing here, Commissioner, that we do need to make abundantly clear is that high path AI or not, poultry meat and eggs are safe to eat.
You're right. That should be the first and last thing we remind the listeners of, is that the meat from poultry is not affected. It's not anything that affects humans. The eggs are safe, but always handle them properly, and that means a little bit of temperature will address the problem and kills the bacteria and the viruses, including the HPAI. So, as I said, and then when they buy new birds or things like that, need to keep them separated for a while, keep things clean as possible. Keep out the wild animals, which obviously any of us that own birds try to do, because sometimes when you get some of those animals, the birds come in second place. So just common sense. Again, if you notice anything, get in touch with the folks at the Clemson facilities where they really want to be there to help. And just be aware that it is not a problem for humans, not a problem with poultry and egg consumption.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.